online. This is Excite Radio News with theleader.info.
Around 100 African immigrants gained access to the autonomous city of Melilla on Monday after a massive assault on the new border fence, which has been played by around 500 people so far. The Moroccan Interior Ministry reported that 27 people were injured, 14 of them immigrants, and the rest were Moroccan agents. The spokesperson of the International Verification Commission, Ram Manicklingam, warned that it's extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the group to continue with its work to disarm ETA, the terrorist association, if it does not receive the endorsement of the institutions. The Deputy Secretary General of the PSOE, Elena Valenciano, announced that the party will claim on Tuesday in a debate of the State of the Nation that pensioners, the unemployed and working parents who earn less than €16,000 per year should become exempt from paying income tax. The President of Valencia, Alberto Fabra of the PP, he proposed a profound change in the regional electoral system that allows for at least one-third of members of the House to be elected directly by citizens amongst its own neighbourhoods. Ongoing investigations into a house fire that killed six members of the same family at the weekend revealed that it could have been heat from a lamp and not a spark that caused the fire. The incident occurred in the early hours of Saturday morning in Torremar in Burgos. The Mobile World Congress in Barcelona takes on its second day on Tuesday with announcements and news conferences, including the world premiere of M-Schools project, which aims to promote the use and knowledge of mobile technology in the classroom. Meanwhile, the co-founder and CEO of WhatsApp, Jan Koum, will give a speech at the International Meeting of Entrepreneurs 4 years from now, the 4YFN project, a day after announcing that his instant messaging application will be introducing voice calls before the summer. And the president of the government, Mariano Rajoy, will face a leader of the opposition, Alfredo Pérez Rubalcaba, to confront their views on the Spanish economic situation during the first day of the debate of the State of the Nation. Other highlights for Tuesday in Spain, the Institute of National Statistics will publish the index for January 2014 on producer prices. The Ministry of Employment and Social Security publishes statistics of contributive pensions in February. And construction company Ferrovial announced results of their year 2013 at the market close. For more details on all these stories, check out the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day and 7 days a week.